This is FNX.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Dr. Nick, and this is Slamcast. Now, first of all, I want to open this with, I want to apologize for the, sort of spaced out podcast that I've done lately. I apologize for that. I've been very busy with my YouTube channel, which, by the way, go to the link below, check out the 90s Guy YouTube channel, like the Facebook page. Like the Slamcast Facebook page, I really appreciate it. Check out the other shows on fnx.network. But I wanted to talk about last night's Monday Night Raw. Charlotte versus Sasha Banks for the Women's Championship. Falls count anywhere. Now, I have followed this feud for a while, and I've appreciated the matches. But it's time to move on. There's absolutely no reason why that women's title needed to be switched that many freaking times. I mean, to me, the title, whether it's the Intercontinental title, United States title, WWE title, you have to have somebody who can hold it and make it interesting and keep it fresh. The title does not always make the person. The person has to make the title. At least that's my philosophy. Charlotte having the Women's Championship legitimizes that title. It is no longer the Divas Championship. That is gone. The ugly-ass butterfly belt is gone. The Women's Championship, the whole Women's Revolution. Now, you can't have a women's division when you constantly feature the same two women all the time. Where's Becky Lynch? Why don't we have Bayley in on this? Nia Jax, Carmella is obviously, you know, still doing her thing with Nikki Bella. But my point is there's so many good talents on the women's division, and my opinion, they should have it to where women could be on both Raw and SmackDown. There's not enough of them to be able to have them split up on both shows. Now, my thing with Becky Lynch having the SmackDown Women's Championship, I don't think there should be a SmackDown Women's Championship. I think there should only be one women's title. And Becky Lynch should have won the title from Charlotte originally. That would have made more sense. Not saying that the Women's SmackDown Championship doesn't mean anything. It's just, it's kind of like, well, we have to put another title on the show just to give some people something to do. No offense against Rhino and Heath Slater having the SmackDown tag team titles. In all honesty, the tag team division is probably at its peak right now. You have so many good tag teams. You have Luke Gallows, Carl Anderson. You have Enzo and Big Cass. You have Primo and Epico. You know, the list goes on of all these really great tag teams. Now, you have the New Day, who is obviously going to be passing Demolition's record. We knew they were not going to lose the titles to Gallows and Anderson on Monday Night Raw. Most likely, they'll beat Demolition's record and then drop the titles. I think they should drop the titles to Big Cass and Enzo. That would make more sense to me. But we all know with WWE's booking, we don't always get what we want when we want it. With the case of people really getting tired of a lot of different things, New Day is starting to become stale. just like Too Cool with Rikishi and Brian Christopher and you know, Scotty Too Hotty, that became boring as well. You have to change things up. The fans will turn on you in an instant. When CM Punk got the title, they got tired of him holding the title. You know, the same thing goes with, eventually they're going to get tired of James Ellsworth. Wrestling fans, I wouldn't say all wrestling fans, but I'd say the majority of the current generation of wrestling fans, some of them just the, you know, internet wrestling community, they get tired of things very quickly. They're, I'd almost have to say that they have an attention span of like 10 seconds. It's okay, we want this guy to have the title. He finally gets the title, and then we don't want him to have that title anymore. And of course, with WWE's booking, we don't always get what we want when we want it. And by the time we do get it, we don't want it anymore. Not speaking of me, you know, I was perfectly happy with seeing Punk's title reign. I didn't see it necessary for him to lose the title when he did. The women's the Divas Championship when Nikki Bella had the title for as long as she did, I didn't think that was necessary for her to hold that title that long. The Intercontinental title is in good hands. I am perfectly fine with them as holding that title. Roman Reigns with the United States Championship, I am perfectly happy with that. Roman Reigns is getting back into the main title picture, and that's perfectly fine. It's been, I don't know. I wouldn't say it would be a bad match. I don't think, if Kevin Owens loses the Universal Championship, and I really can't really put a blame on him for this, but his title reign will be an afterthought. And it's unfortunate because Kevin Owens is a good Universal Champion. His matches that he's had with John Cena, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, you name it. And of course, with his best friend, Chris Jericho, I would like to see Chris Jericho versus Kevin Owens for the Universal Championship. Due to Chris Jericho's month-to-month deal with WWE with his upcoming tour in the next year or so with Fozzy, obviously they're not going to put a title on him because, you know, he does month-to-month partial contracts. So we don't know exactly how long Chris Jericho is going to be around. This is, at least in my opinion, one of the best runs he's had in a long time. Chris Jericho is a multi-talented person. I think at some points he just kind of goes, all right, what can I do to change my character? What can I do to make things fresh? And that's how you have staying power in the wrestling industry. You have to evolve with the times. You have to change things before the fans get tired of it. The new resurgence of Randy Orton's career with the Wyatts, I like it. I wasn't really sure at first on how it was going to go, but I like it. Randy Orton, a lot of people in the last, you know, 5 or 6 years have become very bored with Randy. Having him join the Wyatt family was exactly what he needed. How many more years he has left? 3 to 5, in my opinion, maybe less. He has been around for a while. John Cena, is he coming to an end of his career? Will there be a WrestleMania match between him and Undertaker? I hope so. I would like to see it. Another interesting thing that has at least, you know, kind of intrigued me. Everybody is still is so butthurt for Goldberg beating Lesnar in the way that he did. He was booked in the way that he was booked in WCW. There's more to it than this. And so many people jump to conclusions. They're like, oh my gosh, they built Brock up so big in the last couple of years to have him come, you know, have Brock get defeated by Goldberg so quickly was ridiculous. No, it was not. It was done in a way to where they could have a rematch at the Royal, well, not at the Royal Rumble, but obviously Goldberg's going to be in the Royal Rumble. Brock's probably going to screw him out of it. WrestleMania 33, Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg. There you go. The match was exactly what it was supposed to be. It was not necessary to have a long match. It was booked in a way to where it was quick, it was powerful, and it made a statement. And that's exactly what needed to be done. Everybody was expecting this 10-15 minute match. That was not necessary. There was no need for it. It does not make Brock Lesnar look bad for losing in a way that, you know, was so quickly like that. That's what Goldberg is notorious for. So for all those people out there that got so upset, calm down. WWE knows what they're doing. It's perfectly fine. There's no reason to get, you know, go all apeshit. Sort of a thing to stray away from professional wrestling, at least for a few minutes. The NES Classic. For those who know about the NES Classic that came out last month, well, actually this month, but November 11th, they are nearly impossible to find. They retail at $60. People, stores only receive like five or six. There were no pre-orders for this. It comes with 30 included games on the system, two controllers, well, one controller, and then you could use the Wii U controllers with it as well. My thing, and this is just another bullshit thing from a company, creating false demand. I wanted one. I mean, I have my original Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Genesis 64, you name it. I have all my original game systems from when I was a kid. I have all my original games. But it's just convenient to have that system with the HDMI hookup. You know, some of the more expensive games like Zelda, Zelda 2, Castlevania, Mega Man, you know, things like that. It's a nice little system to have around and just, you know, you plug it in, power it up, you're ready to go. And, you know, all those games are on it already. Another thing that, and the reason why I'm bringing this up is because WWE, I don't know how many of you out there collect wrestling figures like Dr. Nick does. I do. Living in the Midwest here in Illinois, we get everything very, very last. I mean, it seems like Target stores in the United States, I'm not really sure what's going on with them. Their shelves have been bare for 7-8 months, if not more. It's been absolutely ridiculous. Walmart's starting to get stuff. Meijer's starting to get stuff. And it's only because it's getting closer to Christmas. February, March, usually there's nothing. There was very little during the summer months. It's been hit or miss with Mattel. It's been crazy. But here's why I bring all this up. Whether you collect wrestling figures, video games, toys, you know, whatever, everybody remembers the Nintendo Amiibos. They were very limited in stores. Now they're everywhere. I mean, you can go anywhere, and places are starting to clearance them out. There's so many. It's their way of creating a false demand for people to say, oh, I want this. And then they buy two or three of them, and then they flip them for $300 or $400 online. And to me, stuff like that ruins the hobby. It pisses me off beyond belief. And it just, it stops people who want to enjoy the hobby from enjoying it. It makes people not want to buy things anymore because of the false demand, the supply and demand that this creates. So that was just my little bit of a rant for a little bit. The Royal Rumble is coming up in January. My thoughts on the Royal Rumble. Who is going to win the Royal Rumble? Everybody's probably already asking that right now. I don't know. I guess you'll have to get back to me on that. Hopefully it's somebody we least expect. And, you know, definitely would make a very big impact winning the Royal Rumble. It would affect this individual's career in a very positive manner. Roadblock is the next pay-per-view. Definitely looking forward to that. TLC. And before I go, I want to talk about AJ Styles. AJ Styles has been going back and forth with Dean Ambrose. Dean Ambrose is starting to get very stale. He really needs to change things up, in my opinion. But anyways, before I go, I want to say thank you to everyone who has listened to previous episodes. I appreciate all the feedback that everyone's given me. Check out the other great shows on the FNX Network. Check out my YouTube channel. And, you know, just everybody enjoy what's going on in professional wrestling right now. There's so many things to be grateful for. So, once again, you've been watching Slamcast with your host, Dr. Nick. And I'll see you all later.
Hey everyone, I'm Todd Eastman, and every fortnight the Big Ballers and I bring you the Big Ballers Podcast, where we talk NBA news, trades, and anything else related to basketball. We are insightful.
Lance Stephenson, he's going to be an all-star this season.
Serious.
I've got a certain spot to fill, but Miller usually fills it with the D.
Sounds pretty fluent to me.
Nah, that's mean editing.
Professional.
Harrison Barnes. Dude, follow me again. You don't need to unfollow me. I'm sorry for whatever I did.
And most of all, welcoming to new fans.
Anyone that is not a basketball fan, that is all of a sudden a basketball fan looking for a team, this is what I say to you. We don't want you.
You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, FNX.network, or anywhere you can listen to podcasts. That's the Big Ballers Podcast. Like sitting next to a bunch of guys in the pub who think they know about ball.
FNX. I'll bite my tongue and I won't...
Chew the Defence is the opinionated, entertaining football show with serious debates you're looking for. We have a variety of guests from ex-footballers to journalists, members of parliament to athletes. Every month, former Chelsea, Swansea and Brighton striker Leon Knight weighs in with his opinions on night vision. So tune in on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, ShootTheDefence.com and the FNX Network, and let Stel, John, Mike and Stuffy give you a free football lesson. Follow us on Twitter at ShootTheDefence.